Well, we've got the story. The Reserve Bank slashed interest rates to a record low of 1.5% yesterday. But, of course, borrowers with the major banks won't receive the full benefit. NAB and ANZ and Westpac and the Commonwealth are only going to pass on a fraction of the cut. I'll tell you what, they've only got themselves to blame. And don't expect Scott Morrison. He's out of his depth, this bloke. A glass jaw out of his depth. He's refusing to criticise the banks. Well, I'll tell you what, Bill Shorten isn't. And it's now being suggested that he will exploit what he describes. And how can you argue against this? These people are making gigantic profits. The cost of living is enormous. There's a chance to provide relief to the mortgage holder out there, and they won't pass on the full interest rate cut to the mortgage holder. Or we'll provide competitive mortgage rates. That's irrelevant. Irrelevant. Business are now paying many multiples more than the cash rate for their business loan. And so is the home loan borrower. Well, Bill Shorten says he's going to exploit what he describes as Malcolm Turnbull's diminished authority to maintain pressure on the government to hold a Royal Commission into the banks. He says he and senior shadow ministers will work on wooing a coalition MP to cross the floor and support a Labor motion calling for a Royal Commission. He said he believed that Labor and the Greens would easily secure the numbers in the Senate to pass such a motion. Now, in April, coalition MPs, eight of them, and senators, David Fawcett, Bert Van Manen, Philip Ruddock, Warren Entsch, George Christensen, Luke Hartsoyker, Ken O'Dowd, and John Williams, supported Bill Shorten's call for a royal commission into the banks. It was a big issue during the election. Now, Philip Ruddock, the primary force, brilliant work he did in the Joint Parliamentary Committee examining bank foreclosures. Remember, we've talked about that and had some wins where interest payments have never been missed, but the bank foreclosed on farmers. Well, Philip Ruddock's gone, but the others aren't, and only one needs to cross the floor to bring about a royal commission. Malcolm Turnbull and Scott Morrison argue there's no need for a royal commission because ASIC and APRA and the Reserve Bank have power to regulate the banks. Well, they might have the power, but they're doing nothing, and they're weak-kneed. These outfits aren't doing their jobs. As the constitutional law expert George Williams said a few months ago, the reason you have a royal commission is to shine a light on an issue. Pretty hard to disagree with that.